in light of us just finding out this weekend that Biden won the 2020 elections.
Woohoo! We did it! Woo!
And Trump, like, being a sore loser. When in your life have you been a sore loser about a situation? Jamie!
Damn.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the show, you know that I was a sore loser after Room 28 lost on NBC's Bring the Funny.
Oh, man.
Okay. I didn't want to accept it, all right? I felt like we were good enough to keep going on the show, but Jeff Foxworthy had different plans.
Oh, man.
You know what? Even though the show got canceled, you know, if they do another season somewhere in the future, I'm going to be in front of that building, and Rachel, you can come too if you feel the same way. And we're gonna fight. We're gonna ask them to look at those votes over again. I wanna see those votes. Recount the Bring the Funny votes.
We kept on bringing the funny, didn't we? We continue to bring the funny, even though we lost on Bring the Funny.
Right? Rachel.
Me? Well, actually, it's something similar to what D. Trump is going through right now. I've been there, man, you know? Junior high school, I ran for president of the student body, and homegirl won, my opposer, because her rich family was able to afford custom labels on Hershey Kisses that she gave out to the whole eighth grade class.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Of course I'm gonna lose to custom Hershey Kisses, but I did not concede the race, so technically I never lost. Frank!
Let me see, when was I sore loser? I was a sore loser in my last relationship. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got taken for pretty much everything, so you know.
Damn.
You know. Still bothers me, but you know, what can you do? You gotta accept your losses, right?
Yeah. So does that mean that she kept everything?
Yeah, Rachel, you know what time it is.
Yo, we got a new president, we got a new vice president, we got a new president, we got a new vice president. Oh my God. Yo, yo, yo. Hi, I'm excited. Can't contain it. Woo! Let it out like a Ziploc.
Wow.
Let it out. Well, we're here. You tuned in to us. You know we're going to celebrate. I mean, you don't tune into us unless you want joy, right? Am I right? This isn't a depressing podcast. Would you guys agree?
No, this is undepressing.
Right. Uplifting, undepressing. And it's called the Latinos Out Loud podcast. That's where you are. That's where you'll be for the next, I don't know how long the show's going to be.
Sit tight, get some, you know, get your favorite beverage. Take your shoes off, you know, as long as they don't stink. And just, you know, let us entertain you for the next hour.
Or two.
You know, or two, depending, because we might be talking about this election for 2 hours.
Woo! It's elections giving me an erection. I can't even get an erection, but I think I have one. Hi, it's your friend, by the way. I'm Rachel. La Loca, they call me. I don't know who else is here. Who else is here?
Hey guys, it's Jay Ferns. Who else is here, by the way, other than us?
Yeah, it's me, guys. Frank Spiracy Nibs.
Oh, Frank is here. Hey. Look at that.
Look at this.
I'm shocked.
How you doing? Guys. It's like a new world, huh?
It's a whole new world, Aladdin. And I love this magic carpet. It feels good to ride it, overlooking the cities. We're back. New York City is coming back.
Yeah.
And you guys, congrats. Congrats to all the Biden and Kamala Harris fans out there.
It sounded like when it actually hit, it sounded like, you know, the Yankees won the World Series or something.
Yeah. Oh. Right?
It sounded that what it like, feels like? I never knew that feeling.
Well, no, being a Mets fan, I don't know that feeling either. But I know when the Yankees have won in the past, usually my neighborhood, which is uptown, a lot of Yankee fans, they rejoice and they, you know, they bang their horns. The car horns were in full effect.
Yes.
And people were congregating on the street. I was up in Dyckman, you know,
that was crazy.
District, you know, so it was cool. It's cool. That's kind of like New York shows its like unique personality during times like that. Because you know, the streets are just rejoicing, you know.
I couldn't figure it out because I was driving at the time from Brooklyn back to the city in my dad's car, and I thought maybe I had a brake light out, like people were beeping at me, and I was like, oh my god, what is my trunk open? are my panties hanging from the antenna? What the fuck is happening? So then finally I turned on the radio and it was like Pennsylvania, last state. Got it. And we had our new president. And then I was partaking in that horn blowing. I almost blew my dad's Honda Accord horn out. It felt so good to just be driving down the street and beeping in unity. And like you guys said, the people out there just like celebrating with one another and showcasing that we can mend this country back together. We're ready for it. We were born for this, people. Right?
People were like, fuck social distancing for tonight, for today.
Strangers were making out on Ocean Parkway in Brooklyn. It was like the Hasidic people and the non-Hasidic just making out. And I was like, what is happening? I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. They weren't making out.
It was amazing.
And the people who have those, what do you call it? The
cowbell?
The cowbells. I feel like those people always have cowbells just in case they need it for these type of situations. People had cowbells like a minute in the street, a minute after like it was announced. It was like the guys were ready and went. Anyway, Frank, how was it around your neck of the woods?
All the doñas with the paila, with the spoon. Everybody just came out. It was crazy, man. I mean, you just mentioned like I was around obviously when the Mets won, when the Yankees won. I was around when Obama won. There was nothing like this feeling. Like, I don't know, there was an electricity in the city. Like, I can't even describe. It was crazy. Up by your way, Jamie, I was seeing videos on social media. Like, people were like bands were almost coming out on the corners. It was like people were dancing out in the streets. That's how.
No, they have full like merengue bands just take up shop.
Is this the most joyous? Was that the most joyous day of 2020 for us?
So yeah. Far, don't you think?
And the weather was perfect. The weather was like
a spring day, sunny. And yeah, I think the city really needed like a moment like that because, you know, they've been, you know, this year definitely hit the country and it really hit the city, especially with the Rona. The fact that the guy who kind of been shitting on New York, especially, is his hometown, but you wouldn't know it. And this dude was calling us a ghost town and, you know, we're not the same city like we used to be. We're pathetic now.
He moves to Florida? Like, he changes his residency to Florida?
The fuck?
He's not going to be welcome back here. Him or any other Trump. If I see Ivanka on the street.
How about Giuliani?
Giuliani's just a weirdo, man. What's happening? Giuliani just has issues. He has like mental issues that nobody, like no doctor is invested. You know, I think doctors are looking at him like, has he?
What was he doing in that Borat movie?
What was that? So random. And then denying his participation or how he participated.
Damn.
And he's like the number one guy now on the whole, like, because Trump is not conceding, as we know. At this time, maybe when you hear this, he miraculously has conceded, but I doubt it. But at this time, when we're taping this on a Monday, Trump is still like, I'm going to investigate because he thinks that there were some illegal votes. I don't even know I didn't know there were legal and illegal votes. Evidently, he knows there's illegal votes out there. I don't know what makes them illegal.
Right.
You know, is there like, are, you know, drug dealers, you know, voting? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know what's going on. But Giuliani's like his lawyer. So I really don't think he's going to win that case. Right. Giuliani was in a press conference talking about like, oh, maybe like, a space alien, dead people. No, that's what they're saying now. Dead people probably voted for Biden.
What the
fuck? Oh, I don't really know what's going on. I don't know what their defense is. You're going to really say like dead people voted as your defense? We'll see. I mean, what do you think about him not conceding? Is it just part of the whole Trump experience?
I don't know. I think till actually he steps out of the White House 2021, we'll know for sure. But I think this Saturday, just knowing, you know, as a nation that Biden kind of, you know, I think we got to step up, one step up. But I think still we can't put our guard down. We have to get this guy like totally out of there.
And Kamala, Rachel.
Rachel.
Kamala Harris, people.
No, la Tupana.
I got so emotional. I mean, I'm happy that the guy that I wanted to win won, but more so that this country has made tremendous strides in just a matter of one election. Our first Jamaican and Southeast Asian, aka Indian, vice president, wow. And is a female. The first female vice president of this country. Jamie and Frank, I know you understand the immensity of that, the feeling that women must have everywhere, right? Do you guys get that?
Oh yeah, definitely, yes. Definitely.
Of course.
And I'm glad that it wasn't Sarah Palin wasn't the one who was gonna be the pioneer in that, you know? Cause Sarah Palin was almost gonna be the first one. And so I'm glad it's someone like,
Kamala Harris, and she's Jamaican, you guys. You know how I feel about reggae. I want a Dutty wine all the way to Washington, D.C. One of them, and a two of them, and a three of them, I will wine them. I want to, like, wine with Kamala Harris. I love Jamaican people, so I love that island. I love the food, the country. I definitely was a Jamaican in my former, like, in a past life.
I relate.
I'm so happy. I just like, it's so amazing to see a female. And you know what's so ironic, you guys? You know that Donovan is in the People's Theater Project, the PTP theater program for kids.
Right.
And they're writing their own play. And it's going to be a big paranda in December. And the kids for the last 4 weeks wrote a play called Grace for President, where it's the first female president. And I'm like, this is so, like, to have my children witness this, especially Donovan, who's of the age that will remember this, right? Because he's five. Right. Like, to have him witness this, you know, happening for the first time in our country, it's huge. It's inspiring. It's motivating. It's going to set a new path, you know, for children everywhere. I'm seeing all these posts on social, especially with those moms and dads with daughters out there, like they're thinking to themselves, oh, wow, I can be vice president. I can be president because another woman is right now.
I mean, she even said in her speech, she was, you know, she's the first, but she's definitely not going to be the last.
Wow.
Amen, or a woman.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. We've seen the first black president and the first woman president.
Incredible.
Hopefully, you know, eventually it's like maybe we'll get to see a Latino president, but like 2024, you might have some Latinos that you don't want in the White House. A Ted Cruz, a Marco Rubio. I don't want those Latinos. I don't want those Latinos breaking barriers. Sorry. Like, you guys need to.
Yeah, guys, talking about that, I saw a lot of Latinos for Trump on social media. I saw a Dominican, some chick that went Dominicans for Trump. She went viral.
Dominican.
So maybe on Lolly Talks, we got to talk about, you know, these Latinos that are for Trump, you know, and these are people that maybe we need to speak to because they are part of us. And there are a lot of Latinos that are Trump supporters within our groups. And we need
Look, there's conservatives are going to be conservatives, right? And if that's your style, you want to be conservative, you know, that's your life. That's on you. Also religion, right? Religion is a big part of sometimes how they vote. But to me, It was even beyond politics, right? I you know, Donald Trump as a person is somebody that I didn't want to vote for in any way, you know? I don't want to advocate for that type of person to hold not just office, but just to be the spokesman for the United, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the person that we pay. Don't we pay? We pay the president's salary, right?
Of course.
I know like fans from sports like to say that we pay your salary, all right? But as far as the president, don't we pay his salary, and he's our spokesman. He's the spokesman of the United States, and he's like the worst spokesman for anything. That to me, forget politics. If you want to have a long conversation about politics, we can separate that. This dude, his character he's just one of the most, like, every time he talks, it makes me want to fucking, like, put a scissors through my ears. You know what I mean? So that's why, that on just that basic level, that I voted against that.
All right, Jamie, you mentioned the first Latino president. If we had that, or we were to see that, what would it be? A Mexican, Dominican, Peruvian, Puerto Rican,
Cuban? Peruvian?
What would it be? What would it be, guys?
I don't, well, if it's a Republican, it'd probably be a Cuban, because they're very conservative. And a lot of Cubans in Florida voted for Trump. I mean, and that's just how they're... There's a whole, you know, you can Google that. There's a whole, a lot of people have different reasons as to why.
A lot of Puerto Ricans, Cubans, too. Cubans, a lot of Puerto Ricans, too. Republic. A lot of Puerto Ricans, Trump supporters, also. I was very surprised after the paper towel incident. You know, I'm shocked. But, you know,
I was arguing with my two brothers, older brothers. They're conservatives. And so me and one of my brothers were like not arguing. It was playful debate on Facebook. But then my mother was calling me up. I'm like, mira, I see. Stop arguing your brother on Facebook. People could see that.
Oh, mama Lady has to step in.
No peleen.
Veo todo on Facebook, okay? Todo.
Coño.
My brother's saying like Sleepy Joe, and I'm calling, and I'm saying Grumpy Trump, and we're going back and forth. And my mother's like trying to be the referee and shit. Mira, don't, because you could get arrested for that. My mother thinks it's like a Facebook police. Mira, they're going to go to your house and arrest you.
That sounds like my dad. When I got my Jumanicana tattoo, he was like, oh my God, they're gonna arrest you. They're going to find you. They're going to know that you're half Jewish, half Dominican. There's racist people out there. Now it's marked on your body. You can't get buried in the Jewish cemetery that we bought you the plot for. A whole big remove. Anyway, sidebar.
Well, hopefully Trump stays out of office. I don't think he's going to win any of these court cases he's trying to pull off. But and definitely, yeah, this is a new day, hopefully. And, you know, we needed especially a new president to figure out this corona shit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My Latinos out loud people, now it's time for a quick break.
Yo, 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 yo. With a Ring Video doorbell, you can stay connected to your home from anywhere. So if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, I see you, Theo, at your door, you'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them right from your phone.
And Ring makes it easy to protect your whole home with doorbells, security cams, and an alarm you can install yourself, which is great because I can't install anything by myself. And this is all designed to keep you, your family, and your belongings safe and secure. With Ring, you can keep an eye on home from wherever you are right from the Ring app. I'm telling you guys, this came in handy for me recently. We ordered mics for the podcast so we could sound all perfect.
I stepped it up.
I was waiting all day. I wanted that mic, and I didn't want anybody to take my box, right? Because of the Ring doorbell app, I was able to get the notification that there was motion detected near my door. It was the mailman, and I was able to get my box, get my mic, and that's how I sound good today.
You do sound really good. Thank you, Ring Video Doorbell, for helping us get our sound correct.
Woo!
And now, guys, you too can get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/loud. That's LOUD. The welcome kit includes the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. And it's all you need to start building custom security for your casa today.
So I just go to ring.com/loud?
That's it. Jamie and Frank, just go to ring.com/loud.
Frank, did you get that last part?
Ring.com/loud, Frank. You got it?
I got it, Rachel.
Ring.com/loud, people.
I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bunchinche. Bites. Bunchinche. Waiting all day. Bunchinche. Bunchinche. Waiting all night. Bunchinche. Waiting all day. Bunchinche. Bunchinche. Bites.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's up, brother? What's going on, man?
Woo! What's going on, guys? First bite, we're talking about the election. This is something that is somewhat political, but also just like good news. Pfizer says that a COVID vaccine that they've been creating is more than 90% effective. Okay. The CEO of Pfizer said this was a great day for science and humanity, two things that Donald Trump doesn't believe in. This is great though, right? I mean, not even the flu shot is only like 41%. Like this, if you can get a vaccine that's like 90% effective, I mean, that's a good statistic. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, I ain't putting that, I'm gonna let other people take that shit before I take it. But what do you think? Is 90% a good number for you to be one of the people to volunteer to take the vaccine?
Are you asking me this, Jamie?
Yeah, Frank, I'm looking straight at you in the Zoom, at the Zoom camera. I'm looking straight into the Frank's eyes.
I don't know, man. I think it should be a personal thing, but you know, whatever.
I don't know, Pfizer, are you gonna inject little microphones in that little vaccine that you're working on? Some recording devices?
It's Pfizer, is that like Dwayne Reed or something? Pfizer is like a legitimate, you know what I'm saying? What scares me is the price, because I heard it's not going to be insured. So you're going to have to pay probably for the vaccine is going to be around $300 or something like that.
Damn. What?
Allegedly. So, you know, I feel like we're going to have to go. Yo, Frank, you're going to need a guy. You're going to have a guy that you go to like that gives out vaccines for on the cheap.
Definitely. The Dominican vaccine is definitely going to be on the black market. It's going to be like Mama Juana, Presidente, and Cartilago de Tiburón all packed together. And by a guy on Dykeman. And it's going to work. And I think it's going to work 99.9% because the Dominicans know what they're doing, okay?
Hey, yo, fams, I got that COVID vac. Come holla at me. Yo, I got that new COVID hookah. Papa, Fruity Pebbles flavor, papa.
Oh my God.
Dimelo, Dagoberto, can I get a COVID vaccine and a chopped cheese? this is what's going to happen.
free, Papa.
Oh, shit.
The streets is going to be giving out their own vaccine. And I think we might trust that one more than the Pfizer one.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. It's all about community, though. And so we got to embrace that. Guys, my second bite is bad news. What? Sad news.
Bad news? Oh.
Because a guy that we all grew up with, Alex Trebek,
oh,
the host of Jeopardy, passed away. He was sick for a while. He had cancer.
Pancreatic cancer.
But he fought. Like, he outlasted the doctor, what the doctor said that he, you know, usually people who have that type of cancer at his stage, they usually don't last as long as he did. But he was fighting it at 80 years old, too. But yesterday he lost the battle. This is a sad day because I feel like he is one of those people that you remember as a kid, you know, it's nostalgia, and he was still going strong. Jeopardy was my shit back in the day too. Like, me and my father used to like go at it, playing Jeopardy when I was younger.
Is he the godfather of like, you know, all the game shows, Rachel? I know you're a big aficionado of game shows.
I am, Frank. You are correct. and I believe the proper phrase is aficionada. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what the proper phrase is, but it sounded like it should have an A at the end if you're addressing a female. But anyway, look, I've been watching Jeopardy for a long time too. Alex Trebek, RAP. I think the show might be in Jeopardy right now without Alex Trebek as the host. And I'm just letting you know right now, ABC, I'm out here. I'm here. I'd be so good at this job. I'd love to host Jeopardy. I'm just putting that out there on the airwaves. But tonight, I'm just going to fall back a little, and I'm going to host something called LOL Leopardy in honor of the late Alex Trebek.
Wow.
I didn't expect this.
Yeah.
This is not something that we talked about in our pre-meeting.
It's not, but LOL Leopardy is a classic to this podcast. We've played it several times with guests like Mero. We played it with, I think we might've played a version of it with Lin-Manuel Miranda. So check out those episodes if you want to hear. We played it with Danny Garcia back in the day, remember?
Anthony Palmini.
Yes, Frank. Yeah. So I think it's time we bring back LOL Leopardy in honor of the late, great Alex Trebek. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, can I get some LOL Leopardy music, please, in the background? There it is. All right, ladies and gents, it is now time to play LOL Leopardy. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Rachel La Loca. And here our contestants today are your hosts of the podcast. You know these guys, Frank Nibs and Jamie Fernandez. Here we go. This show, we do not have the budget for real buzzers. So what I ask you to do is come up with a sound that will indicate that you're buzzing in for an answer. So Frank, what's going to be your sound?
Dis-toi.
Got it. Jamie, what's your sound?
Ooh, ooh.
That is so Jamie. All right, guys. So pick up your buzzers or your voice boxes. This first question is an actual question that was asked on Jeopardy. And the air date of this episode was Monday, June 3rd, 1985. Yes. The category is fairy tales. She couldn't bear certain bowls, beds, and chairs.
Woo-hoo!
Jamie.
Goldilocks. Who is Goldilocks?
Yes, that is correct. And wow, you are in the lead, just like that.
Amazing.
All right, Frank, you got some work to do. All right, here we go. Question number two. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The air date of this episode was October 8th, 1984. Ooh. All right. Category, television. Jim Henson coined this word from a combination of marionette and puppet. Frank.
Who are the Muppets?
Yes. What is a Muppet? What is a Muppet? Comes from marionette and puppet.
I was going to say that, but I actually forgot what my buzzer sound was.
Wow. That's a first on this show. Okay. Question number three. So right now the score is tied. Ooh, this is exciting. Okay. Question number three. On April 22nd, 1954, the NBA changed forever with the adoption of a shot clock with a time limit of this many seconds. Heard Jamie first.
What is 24 seconds?
That is correct. Yes. 24 seconds shot clock. You know what I mean. 24 second shot clock.
I love this game.
Yep. Okay, that was
Jeopardy and the NBA.
All right, here we go. Next question. The category is film. Top grossing film with a budget under a mil. It gave George Lucas clout to make Star Wars.
Ooh-ooh.
Jamie Fernandez.
Oh, man.
The answer before you buzz in. That's
oh, no. I, okay. Kind of selfish. Okay. What is American Graffiti?
Correct. That is correct. Frank, do you want to call it a night or do you want this last question?
Let's go for the last question.
Okay, here we go. Final question of LOL Leopardy tonight. Now, sidekick, bums to men, fairy talento. Oh, you think I'm stupid? Thunder makes Jamie pee in his pants. One of these is not the name of a Room 28 comedy sketch. I heard Frank.
Thunder doesn't make Jamie pee in his pants.
Although it's a fact, it has not been a sketch of Room 28, so you are correct, but you lost.
Damn.
He answered a lot more right than you. Don't ask me the score, but I know he answered more right than you. So Jamie is our winner of LOL Leopardy tonight. Congratulations.
Wow, I feel good. And I want to dedicate this victory to Alex Trebek, of course.
Whoa.
All right, this is for you. And before we leave, I have an idea. I think I know who should replace Alex Trebek as host of Jeopardy.
Who?
Donald Trump.
What?
What?
Hear me out, because he already put the country in Jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of all that, here's Frank Spiracy News.
Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frank Spiracy News with Frank Nibs.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Frank.
How's everyone doing?
Great, Frank. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm just going to add on right now to what Jamie was saying. The man of the hour, the man that we want out of our eyesight. We're going to talk about the Orange Man himself. And guys, the name of this title is The Two Donald Trumps, One is Red and One is Blue. Ooh. Guys, we've been seeing two Donald Trumps this whole time.
Okay.
God, yes. I mean, you know what? This whole 4 years, I've been like, yo, where is this guy tweeting from? This guy is always on TV. He's always on social media. Guys, there's two of him. And I'm here to tell you guys, and I'm gonna show you guys proof today that there are two Donald Trumps. And there's actually two of him, and it's a clone, okay?
Cool.
Yeah, if you guys, I'm gonna start with-
You're right burying now. The lead there. There's a clone?
Yes, yeah, a clone of him. And you notice the difference, and I'm gonna tell you why, because-
clone technology.
No, one of them, they call it a red and a blue because one clone, the clone always has the blue tie, and the real Donald Trump always has the red tie. And you can see this on, right now, if you go to Netflix, there's the Trump called An American Dream, it's on Netflix, and you can see it's him, and he's looking at himself in the mirror, and Donald Trump himself has a blue tie, but in the mirror, he has a red tie, guys. Swear to God. And guys, you saw that he just had COVID. This guy is 70-something years old. He looked perfect in 2 days, Jamie and Rachel. I don't know how. I mean, honestly, this is crazy.
Yeah, he recovered from that pretty quickly.
I mean, come on. You saw him. He looked like this.
But he was taking a lot of experimental shit. They were, like, trying all the vaccines on his ass and shit.
Right, but come on. This guy is, I mean, he's traveling all the time. He looked, I mean, even the press said it was amazing. He looked like nothing had happened to him, all right? And guys, Ben Carson also mentioned that there are two Trumps in a YouTube video, that there are actually two Trumps. And you can actually say that Trump actually speaks on it too, that there's two of him.
And Ben Carson just got coronavirus too. Because
I heard about that.
Announced today.
I mean, yes. Connection?
Yeah, there'll be. And another of our greats, Dick Gregory, which is a comedian, a civil rights activist, also mentions this in a YouTube video that there's two Trumps. Guys, you guys are seeing this as technology is moving along like really quick. And guys, listen to this. There's a guy on Twitter. His name is David Robinson. And he went and he collected every of Trump's Twitter feeds, every single one of them. And he realized that they were coming from two phones. One was an Android and one was an iPhone. Okay. And he realized certain things that the Android phone came off way more angry than the user on the iPhone phone. So there's something there, like the Android phone, whoever was tweeting from there, is a totally different Donald Trump than the iPhone Donald Trump. It's like night and day, guys. Straight up.
I bet you other people that were texting realized who the Android Donald Trump was. Because I know me as an iPhone user, when there's an Android person in the group text, I'm like, what the fuck?
Come on.
I just want to see green. I don't want to. This is blue shit happening. Or is it the other way around? You know what I mean.
Of course.
I wish it happened where, like, you saw that movie Dave. Remember that movie Dave?
Yes.
It was the two presidents, but like the guy that replaced the original president was a nice guy because the original president was like a Trump asshole. And so I feel like these two Trumps, they're both assholes. They're both bad. You know, we need like a nice Trump. We need like someone who's like, okay, guys, I'm gonna listen to everyone's opinions. I don't wanna separate the world. I want us to be together. Like basically what Biden said, I want Trump to be like, I want us to come together now as a nation. Okay, I'm not going to take credit for everything like I normally do. I'm not going to say creepy things about my daughter, Ivanka, right? You know, he needs to just be a regular Trump. But we're getting two Trumps that are both kind of like the same, no?
Guys, this thing goes even deeper, Jamie, Rachel. You know, I was going to the movies. Back to the Future, I don't know if you're a big aficionado of 80s films, Jamie. I don't know if you ever knew this. The movie Back to the Future, Biff, that's really Trump, they say, you know? Yeah. And in Back to the Future 2, Biff has a clone of himself. So people say that's also an indication of that being in the movies. Also, in 2009, Trump did a Oreos double stuff campaign for the Oreos. And he had the Eli Manning brothers. And in the actual commercial, he had his double. Also in the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Fallon and him played a skit where they played like they were brothers. Also, he comes out in The Simpsons and the name of the episode is A Take to Two Trumps. So guys, this has been played out big time going forward. And I'm going to give you the final finale on how I know there's two Trumps. Are you ready?
Ready.
Guys, on the election night, Trump came out with a blue tie as opposed to a red tie that he was supposed to wear for his party. Guys, he came out with a blue tie.
Thought about the tie.
That has never happened ever on election night. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? This has never happened. He came out with...
This is strange, definitely.
Yes. Guys, I don't know what's going on. This is really weird. We may have two Trumps. What I'm afraid is that he may jump ship and leave to Russia, and we won't know whether we have the real Trump or not, because, you know, we're supposed to put him in jail after all this. So he may just go off into the sunset with Putin, man. We may just have the wrong Trump, guys.
Yeah, I want less Trumps, not more. So if we could kind of like lessen that total.
Is there a way to declone yourself?
You know?
That's a good question, Rachel. Maybe on 221, I may have an answer for you.
Thanks, Frank. Mind-blowing, as usual.
You're so welcome, guys. Thank you so much. This was amazing. I hope I don't have to speak about Trump again. And thank you so much, everybody.
Thanks, Frank.
Wishful thinking, but thanks, Frank.
You guys, it's time for que lo que. You know what it is. Yo, Frank, que lo que, loco.
Que lo que, everybody, que lo que. This week, man, it was a big win for us in the city with Biden winning. I felt the joy. I felt the love. Let's keep it moving. We're not finished until we get this guy out.
Brah! Jamie, you got something to say or what?
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out and much love to our peoples at Yero. A lifestyle and news platform for Latino man.
Right.
Okay, look, we can sleep better now that election day ha pasado, right? But what does a Biden-Harris ticket mean for Latinx? From criminal justice reform to Corona and DACA. So, y'all, visit Liero.com to find out, all right? And go to my Instagram, JFerns, J_Ferns, Twitter, and that's all for me.
Well, please follow me at Rachel La Loca, R-A-C-H-E-L, La Loca. Thank you, everyone, for your inspiring DMs. I'll be getting some real motivational messages from fans and friends, and I love them so much. In a time where we really need to act like community, it just feels good to just be around so much support. Shout out to everybody sending me DMs and stuff. You know, I'll be posting mad stuff about my weight loss journey and shit. So, I mean, the messages, you guys, they're so freaking nice. They're so respectful and nice, and I really appreciate it because this has been a long, long work in progress. Shout out to everybody fighting for something right now, for your health, for weight loss, for a family member, for love, whatever you're fighting for, keep up the fight. I also want to shout somebody out who's fighting for their life right now, actually. A fellow comedian friend of ours, Kenny Ortega, is in the ICU right now fighting for his life due to COVID. He needs some help, people, so please go to GoFundMe, search for Kenny Ortega. It's being organized by another comedian and friend of ours, Jenny Saldana. So let's help Kenny raise some funds for the healthcare that he needs right now. And we want to just say a quick prayer for him and a couple of other people that we know fighting COVID. We're here, we're thinking of you, and we send you all the warmth and support and love during these difficult times. All right, guys, that's it for the episode. Thank you so much for your support. Make sure to follow us at We Are Latinos Out Loud. And on that note, we are out.